This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea now says that it has tested an intercontinental ballistic missile the previous day in a drill that confirmed its readiness for counterattack against hostile forces.
The launch came after North Korea had warned of a strong response to upcoming military drills by South Korea and the United States. The annual military exercises are part of efforts to fend off the North's growing threats. In a separate statement on Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, criticized the United States for trying to turn the UN Security Council into what she called a tool for its heinous hostile policy toward Pyongyang. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, at the age of 98, is going home into hospice care.
In a statement issued by the charity created by the 98-year-old former president, Jimmy Carter decided after a series of hospital stays that he would rather spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. He says he has the full support of his medical team and his family and is grateful for the concern being shown by his admirers. Carter, a Democrat, became the 39th president when he defeated Gerald Ford in 1976. He served one term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's top diplomat and the first high-level contact between the two countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. The hour-long talks between Blinken and Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior